Now, I'm joined in the studio by Nina and Emily, who are from the Curve Foundation. Now, they're a local Chelmsford-based charity that specialises in supporting children and young adults suffering with mental health issues by funding trained professional counsellors to be placed in schools in the Chelmsford area. And they've come in to talk about that and also about an event that's coming up on Sunday, the 11th of June, at Molsham High School, which is the Curve Ball Cup. So, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we are joined by a little bubba in the corner.
We have. My childcare is on holiday.
How dare she?
I know. So I'm having to bring our little youngest mascot who's asleep.
Yes. At the moment. So if you do hear any noises, it won't be me.
No.
Just to let you know, it won't be me. So we've got Nina and Emily. Tell us how you became involved with the charity.
Okay, so I'm Emily. I basically got involved when the charity rebranded, so that was about maybe nearly three years ago. So it was basically from COVID, we decided to set up a local charity to help young people who, because of COVID and lots of other issues, we're just struggling a little bit with going back to school, with kind of the environment that COVID kind of put us in. And we found a real need for it. So we worked very closely, and we still do, with Molsham High School. And we found some fantastic counsellors. So at the moment, there's two currently in Molsham High, and they kind of alternate days, and they support free counselling services for the children and young people at Molsham High. We do lots of fundraising events as a charity, and that's how we are able to place those counsellors, because if you have got children, young adults in your house that are maybe struggling with their mental health, and you've gone down sort of the GP route, you'll know that they'll be put on a very long waiting list. And unfortunately, there's not always time, you know, with things like this, you need to kind of get in quick. So we kind of bridge that gap between the wait for the GP services by providing. And we recently did a consultation at Molsham High, and the evaluations from the children and young people, the impact that having the counsellors in the school has had, has been absolutely phenomenal.
And is this something that's going to be rolled out across, is there different sort of Curve foundations across the UK, or is that something that's going to be happening?
So hopefully that would be the dream. So at the moment, we're still a relatively small charity. There's only myself and Nina, who's recently come on board.
Hello, I'm quite new. I'm literally 3 weeks in. And don't we sound alike? This is my sister, by the way.
Yes.
Came in, I thought they look very similar.
I know,
yeah,
and
yes.
We sound.
And
I didn't want to say anything,
just in case you weren't related. And you just
no.
You know.
All
right.
So that's my little story, really. I'd been following Emily with the charity and all the wonderful work everybody does at Curve, following them on social media as well, and then obviously this little, you know, vacancy came up, and I grabbed, because mental health is such an important thing for everybody. I think we've all been touched upon it in some way. The services they provide for children and young people in the school is absolutely outstanding, and more needs to be done, you know, to address it really and taking it forward. So that's why, that's part of my job. So I'm here and on board, and hopefully Sunday is going to be an absolute, you know, success.
Just before we talk about Sunday and the Curve football extravaganza, do you think that since this is just charity quite new, so it's been going just before or just as COVID took off, do you think there's more problems with children with mental health? And I say problems is probably not the right word, but there are more people wanting help as it becomes more available. Have you found there's an increase, basically?
Definitely. So I think to start with, we only were going in a couple of times a week. The counsellors, having spoken with them, they could be there and they are most days. I think there's maybe one day where they're not covered, but they could literally run those, they could double those sessions that they're running. And we've even now started to collect a waiting list. So we want to be rolling this out, obviously maybe get another councillor in at Molsham and then offer it up to other secondary schools in the Essex area. That is the plan. Also primary schools as well, because we kind of think, okay, secondary is where there's a lot more pressure on young people, but actually what we've found, recent studies have shown, that mental health issues are happening so much younger now. So if we can try and get in whilst they're at primary school with workshops, making mental health fun but in an interactive way, that's sort of on the agenda.
Yeah. And it's very sad when you think about small children having mental health problems. It's very sad the world we live in. I suppose there's pressure as well from social media, and the way that people talk to each other now is completely different from when I was growing up, because you might have had a bully at school, but now because you've got social media, there's so much pressure on images and the way people have to look, and it affects children younger and younger.
And I think that's such a big impact, social media. It's changed so much, hasn't it? Where, you know, children from quite a young age have this as access, you know. It frightens me being a mum as well, to be honest. And I think that the earlier these things are recognised and worked with, the better. So that is actually our aim, isn't it? To get into schools a lot earlier. And as you said, make it fun, whether it be through drama, workshops, confidence building, all of those things from a young age would make such a difference.
So if anyone's listening out there in the Brentwood area, are they able to go onto your website and access help as well?
Absolutely. So we are kind of running a community hub. We've got lots of plans in place. So if you are from outside, don't be thinking we're just Chelmsford based. If you're Brentwood, Shenfield, Hutton, any of the surrounding areas, you've got a young person who is maybe struggling with, you know, whatever, please do reach out to us. And we're also looking for ambassadors, young people that can, you know, be the voice of, because myself and Nina, you won't mind me saying this, you know, we're of a certain age now, so we're kind of not so much down with the kids, so we're looking for the, well, we try.
I'm quite down with the kids.
You are down with the kids.
Yourself, yeah. No. I get down with the kids, I can't get back up. That's how bad it is.
I know what you mean. We're calling out for young people that either have a passion to kind of spread the word about mental health and get it out there. Let's get the conversation started. Anyone who wants to help, anyone who needs help, yes, please get in touch with us. Just reach out via our website or social media.
And we're also always looking for volunteers as well for lots of our events, lots of fundraising. Everything's on the website, so do get in touch. You know, it'd be great to have more people on board and just to spread the word about who we are as well.
And that's just all the W's Curve Foundation.
.org.uk.
Now, coming up at the weekend on Sunday the 11th at Molsham High School, there's going to be the Curve Ball Cup taking place. Tell us about it.
Yes, so what this is, so actually I took a little break just because of my little one. So I came back and then I was put, this event was, can you get on, recruit some teams? Nina came on board. So what it is, we've got about 8 or 9 football teams. If there are any football teams listening, we still have slots if you do want to come along as a team. So it's 7-a-side football and they are competing for the Curve Ball Cup, which I know you've been doing the trophies.
Oh, I have. It's lovely. It's glistening. I've got that Curve Ball Cup. I've been polishing it up and everything. Yeah, we're our first winner. We're looking forward to that. Yes, and, you know, it's a family fun day. Yep. It's free entry. Come on down. Come and support Curve Foundation. We've got stall holders.
We're going to have slime. There's slime stalls, jewellery stalls. There's face painting, glitter tattoos. There's refreshments. We've got a DJ there. And we've been very lucky. The Mayor of Chelmsford is going to come and make an appearance.
And hopefully present our Curveball Cup.
Yes.
And our medals.
Yes. But, it's a free event.
And what time is it kicking off?
So it's kicking off at 10:30 is kickoff. And it's going to run through till 5 p.m. But, you know, it's a free, if you haven't got anything planned this Sunday, the weather's meant to be lovely. Yeah. We've got some giveaways. We've also got our Curve Teddy and football tombola. It's just going to be a great day. Also, if you are interested in the charity, like we said, pop down and say hello to us. Yeah. We'll all be wearing brightly coloured t-shirts, so you won't miss you know, you won't miss us, those that are involved in the charity. And it would just, yeah, we just want to have a great, great day.
And you've come in and you've got this little teddy bear.
Yes.
Here. Now, would you like me, I might put it on Facebook as like to donate and actually win the teddy bear. I can't do it through probably Phoenix, but I'm going to do it. Is that okay?
Of course it is.
And then it can go to a good home. I don't know. Is it a girl or a boy? I'm not sure.
That's Bruce.
Bruce.
That's Bruce. Oh. That one. Yes.
Hello, Bruce.
Little Bruce has lost his T-shirt, but he's got his little... He's got his curve foundation pin as well.
Yes, I think I'm going to... If you keep a look out on my social media, I'm going to put this up. And if you'd like to bid, and then you can send your money directly to the Curve Foundation, just make sure you say that it's via here, and then I'll make sure that you get the bear.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
That's lovely.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that really is.
I recognise you from somewhere. Have you been... Are you do acting or something?
Yes.
Singing?
Acting, darling.
Acting. Do you know what? I just looked at your sister and I was like...
Oh, bless you. Yes, yes. Yeah. I've done quite a few. Oh, here we go. Plugging my acting.
Oh, here we go.
Here she goes. I've done quite a few things. Yes. But yeah, I recognise you too, obviously, from the radio. But yeah I reckon we've met.
Probably at Chelmsford, around some of the events in Chelmsford as well, you see. Yes.
Just very, very quickly, I was just going to say, we are also running a competition, because you said about that. So we're hoping to launch it today. So if you like, follow, I have to get this right, hang on, follow, share, and tag three friends on our Curve social media handles, so Instagram, mainly Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
On the Curveball Cup Day, we are going to announce the winner. We're giving away a £100 Amazon voucher.
Brilliant.
So all the names are going to go in and we're going to pick one at random. So you've just got to like, share, follow and tag three friends and you could win a £100 Amazon gift card.
There we go. I'm going to put that on my socials as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's lovely to see you. Sorry if I sound like a stalker over here saying I've seen
No,
definitely in Chelmsford because I spend a lot of time in Chelmsford.
And I've done a lot with the theatres and things over the years. So I reckon
Emma Hewitt. Do you know Emma Hewitt?
Yes, I know Emma. She used to do the breakfast show here probably about 10 years ago.
So Emma is an old friend of mine, an old school friend, and Roz.
Do you know Anne Anderson by any chance?
Oh,
no?
The name rings a
bell. Yeah, it always rings a bell,
terrible?
That name,
just, you know, I'm forgetting more as I go along.
They're all part of the sort of, because there's loads of Amdram groups, obviously in Essex, there's so many, and lots of, I get to see
in the Brentwood Theatre and stuff. Yeah. Oh, wow. Those were the days.
Yes. Those were the days.
Well, it's lovely to meet both of you.
Oh, and you, thank you.
You're welcome. Curve Foundation, don't forget, they've got the event on the 11th, which is going to be at Molsham School, starting at...
10:30 kick off.
Loads of stalls going to be there. You can get involved in the football as well, and there will be a cup. The mayor's going to be there presenting the cup, and if you want to go and have a look at the website, it's the Curve Foundation, and you'll find them on Instagram. You're on TikTok.
Do you know what we I know we've just got our lovely Becca back on board, because I'm not down with the TikTok. That's what we meant.